Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm always so thrilled and so excited on these Wednesdays when we are coming live on air to all of you all over the world. I'm so thankful and so blessed for the responses that we have been getting. The numbers are growing. People are tuning in, and I'm so excited to have you guys join me today. I got some fabulous, two gorgeous young women who will be sharing their stories of triumph and how they've come into their divine purpose with their creativity. And, you know, for those of you that follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Periscope, we have really been diligently, I've been talking about it for the last couple of days about what would you do if God told you to leave it all and then to just pick up and just walk with Him and allow Him to transform you into your destiny. For those of you that don't know, I am an author, and I've been speaking all over the country for the last 12 years, and I've been so blessed to do devotional writings. I didn't even know that I was a writer until really God had just, when He just finally had that encounter with me, and I started writing a devotional every single day, which ended up turning into a published book. I mean, God is just amazing that way, and so you don't never know your talents and skills that He has given you, how far He can take you with those things. So I want to encourage you, myself, Dr. Gina, to all of you, to be encouraged to tap into those gifts and those talents that God has bestowed upon you. And I'm hoping that these two young ladies, DeConte Donshaw and Patrice Anderson, will be able to encourage you guys to do just that. So I am so, tell all your friends, we got a giveaway today. I want you to, you guys to call in, ask questions, give your comments, share your stories as well during the show. And we're doing, I'm doing a giveaway today, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but for anybody that sees me on Facebook or my social media, you guys will know that it's something good and it's a blessing. To call in to get that, you would have to call in, and the number is 1-888-627-6008. So you guys will be able to tune in and be able to get your blessing. And so I'm so excited. And I just want you to know, guys, to know, this has been such a trying time for so many believers. And I know a lot of you might be saying, why is Dr. Gina talking about God maybe telling me to leave my position or at work or maybe look into something? I got bills to pay. I got things to do. This is a time that God is elevating our faith, brothers and sisters. And I really want to encourage you of that. God would never ask you to do anything that He will not lead you into greatness with. And so I want to encourage you by my testimony. And I'm sure with these two young ladies coming on, sharing their stories, you will understand that God is doing some amazing things. When we talk about a wealth transfer, that's exactly what God is saying. A wealth transfer. That means that we have to get in where the wealth is. Come on, somebody. And that's the only way that we can get that wealth transfer. We can't stay at the same place and try to get different results. We have to tap in. And a lot of you don't know that I wrote it down on my Facebook blog the other day, on Tuesday. And I was talking about how when I first started, and I was writing in my devotional, when God called me back to Him the third time, and this has been 12, almost 13 years ago, when I was writing into my devotional every single day, not knowing it was going to be a published book, but I kept diligently, as He was drawing me to write, I did that. And then on top of that, I would buy plates and vases and glasses, and I would draw to go to Walmart, buy some cheap water paint, and I would just, sorry, but that's what I did. I didn't have much money then. I was being broken to be built back up. And so I took the paint and I would draw abstract designs on the glasses and the vases. And do you know that my stuff ended up into stores in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Mackinac, and they sold. And I have people that have my pieces in their homes. So God is able to do things. But right now, enough about me, because I want to go into talking to my girl. She has a business. God has got her into her. The business is called Seven. I'm going to hold on and let her explain it all to you. But her name is Dekonte Donshaw, and I'm so glad to introduce her. Welcome to the show, girl.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I just want to set it up. Okay, so a Facebook friend of mine had told me a little bit about your story. His name is Tyrone. Hey, Tyrone, I know you're listening, but I have to give him a shout out because he's just been such a blessing to Dr. Gina's radio chat and just into the ministry altogether. But I want to tell you that he told me about your story briefly, and I was just so excited to be able to talk to you and meet with you. And then when I finally got to meet with you and hear it from your own mouth, it just really blessed me. So can you share with them what is Seven and how did Seven get started?
Okay, well, Seven is my lipstick line. And about a year ago, I decided that the regular 9-to-5 just wasn't gonna cut it for me. But it started off as me just like wanting to have like a little side hustle and just for me like to just make a little bit of extra money on the side. But I saw like how popular like the little boutiques were getting, the hair extensions, the jewelry, like on social network, they were getting really popular, and I wanted something too, but I wanted something like a little bit different. But I mean, most importantly, what I kept asking myself was, what would make others pay attention to me? So I started thinking about names and what was catchy, but nothing was coming to mind besides my uncle that had passed away some years back. And he passed away by committing suicide. His nickname that his friends liked to call him was Seven. So God planted this idea in my mind to name my lipstick line after him. And he also gave me a vision to start a movement for suicide awareness. Now, this is how God, like, really moved in a serious way, because I had mourned for so long for my uncle, and I could never understand why I couldn't shake it off. And this project has seriously become an outlet, like a great positive outlet for me, because, like I said, like, I mourned for such a long time. And I was really angry. I would be in my room a lot by myself. And for most of the time, I wanted to give up on a lot of things that, whether if it was school or, I mean, just anything. I just really didn't have the energy, or I didn't have, like, the just that push to keep going for anything that it was. And I mean, it was really hard for me and as well as my family, because suicide generally isn't brought to light with mm-hmm. a lot of cultures, and even in the Black community, it's like a secret. But I had decided whatever it is that I wanted to do, if I truly wanted to be successful, I must include God in it. And we all know that we can't do anything if God is not included in it. He cannot bless anything if he's not involved.
Amen to that.
Yes. So Seven, I mean, Seven, the number Seven is such a significant number in the Bible. And I mean, I kept thinking, how was I going to include him? And all along, he was included already. And mm-hmm. the Lord teaches us number Seven signifies perfection and completion.
Yes.
So it was just like the pieces were just like connecting for me. It was just already there for me. Like God was just all placing it there for me. And mm-hmm. here I am today, by the grace of God, living out my purpose to help others find their strength within their storm and encourage other people while I'm living out my passion for makeup and everything. And I mean, lipstick is the product itself, but I'm still selling so much more than just lipstick. I'm selling encouragement, and I'm just giving so much more.
Well, you know what? I just really just, you know, the whole thing about the suicidal thing, you touched right on the nose with that. What is it that, why is it that we as our culture anyway, what is it that hinders us from, you know, reaching out and talking to people, you know, because even in my journey, I have thought about in my life ending it, especially early on. Like it's just those failures and that not measuring up, or, you know, even to your own expectations. It's not even so much what other people are saying. It's just when you feel like when you had a condemnation place in your life where you're self-condemning yourself. And a lot of times, you know, the pressure comes on with not measuring up to what your expectations are in a certain period of life, or, you know, not accomplishing certain things and just feeling worthless. Like, what's the point of even having life? And I'm telling you, from my experience, and I can relate to that suicidal position, it just was the grace of God. But then there's some people that actually do a slow suicidal thing, whereas they're, you know, either addicted to drugs or, you know, alcohol, and they've just given up. And so it's a slower attempt of a suicide. But all of that is also a cry out for help. And I do appreciate the awareness that you're bringing, because, you know, you want people to know that this really does exist. And a lot of people are smiling with really hurt issue. I mean, they're hurting inside. They're smiling and they're, you know, I think about that comedian that made everybody laugh, and he committed suicide. I can't think of his name. Gosh, the comedian that played Mrs. Doubtfire. What's his name?
Robert.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's just really, really a sad situation for anyone. And so then you went into the depression, which also could have gone, you know, through your bloodline, but nothing but the grace of God that kept you from giving up to that degree. It's so many people that are depressed, and it's so many people that want to give up on life. Young people, older people, it's all people. And just even talking about this right now, and I thank God for giving you an outlet of creativity, because that's a form of expression, you know? And so when you finally realize that this is, you're onto something, and this is seven, I mean, where are you at now with that? I mean, how is your message translating through your product?
Well, right now, like I was telling you before, I took a short online course, and I'm certified now to be a suicide prevention gatekeeper. So what that is just a certification to be able to spread the word on the signs of suicide, how you can get help for someone in crisis, or how to help someone yourself, or just more information basically on suicide, because it's not just something that you can just tell people from a personal standpoint. You have to know the information as well if you really want to be able to help out. And answering your question from before, I just feel like it's more shame and judgment that people are afraid of, and why they don't come out and they don't speak to anyone about it. Because, I mean, if you're telling someone about your situation, they're going to most likely judge you for the reason of why you want to commit suicide, instead of lending that helping hand and wanting to give someone some encouragement and help.
Right.
So, yeah. So right now, like I was telling you before, my launch party, we're going to be doing donations to a organization to be able to help more for the prevention of suicide.
Wow. And so with that, are you planning on doing even more, you know, going out more and speaking more about that? Are you joining up with other organizations?
Yes, if viewers or listeners are interested, there is a walk that you can register for. It's called Out of the Darkness. So if everyone can go, or anyone that is interested, can go on www.outofthedarkness.com. There you can register to do a walk for suicide prevention.
Okay.
You can see what you're closest to, because it's in PA, it's in Jersey, it's in Florida. This is like a worldwide thing. But this is only this is only because suicide awareness is really highlighted for these September, October, and November, the beginning of November. It'll only be for the past 2 months and a half.
Wow, that sounds so exciting. Well, I'm very excited about your launching of your lipstick line. What advice would you give anyone that's actually going through, because you're young, okay?
So yeah.
You're young, beautiful, creative, gorgeous sister. Can you help us out with, so when you finally got the idea of doing the lipstick, God gave you all of that. Were you intimidated at all by that? And what advice would you give someone that may be feeling a little insecure about their gift? Like as if no one would like it. I think a lot of times people worry about if people would respond.
I just feel like trusting God, believe in God. If you believe in God and if you trust in God, you have to use your faith. Do what you feel that you want to do. Don't do what others want you to do, because how can you live out your purpose by doing what others want you to do? And, I mean, I am only 24 years old, but like you said, I have discouragements all the time. And just the other day before I had my shoot, I was like going back and forth in my mind, like, what if they don't like the colors? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this happens? And God put everything together for me. He put every single thing together for me. I mean, I had people canceling on me. I was going back and forth so many times in my mind. And then God just said, like, relax, just relax. Like, I got this. I got your back. I'm going to handle everything for you. And I just feel like if you trust in God, cast all your worries onto God, and He will take care of everything for you. Anything that you
want.
If you feel passionate about anything, whatever it is, if it's writing a book, if it's selling weed, so whatever it is, if you have passion for it, put all your energy into it, and God is going to handle every single thing, every step of the way, especially when you think that you don't know what you're going to do, how is this going to happen. God will always make a way out of no way.
Wow. And, you know, and that is such the truth, because even when you don't have the capital to do things, and that's so important to encourage people with, even if you don't have the capital to do anything with, it's exciting because He makes a way all the time.
All the time
He makes a way. Every single time. So, you know, it's just really amazing. And, you know, you have to really give yourself the time to be able to just go ahead and sow into it. I just truly believe that if you just take the first step, you know, allow God to teach you along the way. Because a lot of times it's not just about the creativity, it's the business sense of it all too. You have to learn about the business part of it. And it's in all of that while you're sewing and designing and creating and sketching and meeting and networking and all of this stuff, you are learning the ins and outs of the business. I had to learn the ins and outs. Even when I had Gospel Truth Ministries as an overseer starting it out, I had to learn the business aspect of even having a ministry. You have to have your tax exempt. You have to have, you don't have to, but if you want a 501c3, you have to, do the paperwork for that. You have to delegate assignments to people as, God sends them to help you. It takes a team. It's not just you. There are people that have actually volunteered their services to me for years. I mean, as assistants, as promoters, as I think we have a caller, and our next guest, Patrice, will be coming up. Would you like to stay on the line with us? That would be great. So as I was saying, you have to be ready to be able to allow all of this nurturing and preparation to take place before, you know, before you actually jump out there. I mean, God is not going to give you too much that you can't handle.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, at this point, are you feeling like you are ready for the big league? I mean, because this is going to be huge. You know that when God is in it. You know,
yes, I understand that. Where God is about to take me is just mind-blowing. I thank him all the time for what he is doing and what he's about to do and what he has done. So, I'm just extremely thankful. And just another thing or another encouragement that I want to give to people is that don't sell yourself short. You know, you're not put on this earth to be unhappy, to do things that you really don't want to do. Do anything that you truly want to do, and God will bless whatever it is that you have asked for.
Okay, well, and it's so true. We have a caller. I think her name is Karika. Karika, you online?
Karika.
How can you say your name for me?
Karika.
Karika, that is such a beautiful name. How are you?
I am great. I'm great.
Okay, so you're calling in. You wanted to make a comment, share, or ask a question?
Well, I just really wanted to make a comment just to support is it Deshante? Is that how you pronounce it?
Deshante.
What Deshante was saying is what kind of has been... Deconte. Okay, my apologies.
That's okay.
I know people work on my name as well, so...
I know, I'm sorry. These are some beautiful names. I'm going to be honest with you. They're all new and fresh to me, but they are gorgeous. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something, just something else to add on to what she was saying as far as, like, a scripture that's just been on my heart, that's just been steady resonating in my mind, like, over and over, and what she was saying as far as you have to do what's on your heart and what God is telling you to do instead of doing what
yes.
other people are saying,
mm-hmm.
And that's Galatians
yes.
1:10, and that's been, like, a memory scripture for me, and it's just, like, you know, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God,
mm-hmm.
or am I trying to... And if I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And that's like something
exactly.
I really have to remember when I'm doing things, because most of us, as human nature, we're all people pleasers. And it's so easy to get caught up in what's going on versus what, you know, we know is true and what we really want to do or what we believe God's going to do. So just keeping that at the forefront of our minds and remembering that.
You're breaking up, sweetie. I can't. Hello?
Was I breaking up the whole time? Yes, I'm here.
No. Not the whole time, but just then. Yeah. Go ahead. But you were saying, finish, please.
No, I was just saying we just have to remember to keep Galatians 1:10 at the forefront of our minds when we're going out and doing things that God is telling us to do or when we're making decisions. Just because, you know, as human nature, we're all people pleasers, and if we're not here to please people, we're here to please God.
I think that is so true, and I'm so thankful for your call, because that right now, that is just where God is having us, and I couldn't agree with you more. It is definitely time for faith. We've been praying for money, we've been praying for houses, we've been praying for healing, but we have not been, you know, really exercising our faith, and God is really putting a pressure on that faith in us to come out. And it reminds me so much of the way Jesus did with the disciples when he called them and told them to come, you know, put down that net and come and follow me, you know, and
yeah.
told them to go out two by two and don't take a purse, don't take anything with you. Because at the end of the day, our source is him, and we get so comfortable in the blessing, and we miss that. Okay, it's the blesser that we always have to keep our eyes on. It's not about the finances that he gave us to get through this season, or the job that he gave us to, you know, enhance whatever lifestyle for his glory, but it's also just really keeping our focus on him, because no matter how much money we got, sickness can come. No matter if we're healed, you know, financial issues can happen. And our source is him. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's to do what is pleasing unto him. What is the gift? What is the talent? What is the creativity that God is calling us up front to do? Even with them being fishermen and even with them being blessed and, you know, serving him, it was all for his glory at the end of the day. And I even look back at when he tested them when they didn't have anything. And then later on in the scriptures, the book of Luke, it talks about how Jesus ended up saying that if you have a purse, take it with you. And if you don't have a sword, buy you one. So then it was like an elevation. I can trust you with little, and now I advance you with too much. All of this is about a faith walk. And I just want to encourage people that if you're sitting on talent and you're sitting on gifts, if you can sing, you know, start recording yourself, start writing songs. I mean, everybody doesn't have to be up in the forefront, but every part is needed. Your writing could be a song that somebody was meant to sing it. You know what I mean? And that's money in your pocket. I mean, God is going to reward them. You know what I'm saying? If we diligently seek him, he's going to reward us. So I thank you for sharing that. I thank you so much. And guess what?
No problem.
I'm going to give you an autograph book. And could you do me a favor? And because you called in, can you give your information to the producer so I can go ahead and send it right to you?
Well, we're actually already meeting Dr. Gina today.
Oh!
This is my girl. So we already have that squared away.
Oh, yeah, you got your book, sis. Well, good. Well, God, I'm so glad to see you. Thank you so much for supporting. Girl, I'm so caught up. I didn't realize. Thank you so much for supporting. The way you spelled your name, it didn't look like it. Yeah, I got you, girl. Oh, God. All right, well, thank you. I will see you later, and be blessed. Keep telling your friends about the show, okay?
Will do. You keep up the good work. Thank you.
Love you, girl. Thank you. All right, well, we're getting ready for Patrice Anderson. She is the fashion designer of Prototype Fashion. She is up and coming in the design industry, so I am so excited. She's not only a designer and a fashion Easter, but she's also one of my church members. She goes with me to Baptize Believers Church in Brooklyn, D.C., Washington, D.C., and she is she sits with me co-laboring with Pastor Isaiah. And if for you guys who have, this is our fourth show. He was the second guest on the show and turned it out, Pastor Isaiah. He's our pastor. So please help me welcome Patrice Anderson. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hey. And I want to introduce you to DeConte. She's on the line with us. She was our first guest, and she's just going to be sitting and listening in and hanging out with us, if that's all right with you.
That's fine. I was listening to her, and she was very impactful. So I hope that she can glean from something that I say, just like I've glean from a lot that she said.
Oh, it's such a blessing. I'm telling you, Patrice, I mean, you know, just even stepping out on faith with this radio chat, you know, I've been offered to do television and then the radio show and then, you know, so many different things, and God is just really moving. This is our fourth show, and I'm so thankful that you and DeConte could be on as my guest today and talking about this area of creativity. And just before you go on, I wanted to say that out of DeConte's story, you know, it came a tragedy, and we all have I know for me, even writing a book and coming out with the design and the, you know, the vases and the furniture, you know, the accessories, house accessories. I mean, it was out of losing everything. I actually lost everything. I was married to my son's father and lost everything. And from that, that's where Born into Sin, Transforming into Destiny came from. And the same with her. With you know, Seven. And just, can you tell people, you know, I mean, you don't have to. You know, you just tell a little bit if you like, or go as far as you like, because you know this right here. She got a testimony.
Y'all know church folk nosy. Y'all know church folk nosy.
We know. But just share a little bit, Patrice, of how Prototype got started. Because she's a singer too, y'all. Let me say that. She's a singer and a songwriter. I didn't say singer. I said sanger. Okay. And she sings and she writes. So just, I mean, you bubbling over with creativity. How did you discover of that?
Well, let me just say first, Prototype came as a byproduct. My first business was called Reconstruction Boutique. And the young lady that I partnered up with, we didn't see eye to eye, and my first business failed. And it was divine, but at the same time, I was heartbroken because the same business that the same person I had partnered with that was, you know, praising me for my creativity was the same person that was screaming crucify her.
Oh, wow!
And so, it really hurt me because I started my business in my one bedroom apartment at the time on the floor. You know, I had bought a pair of, well, I bought some pants in bulk. It was about 12 pair of pants, and I literally started my business with $52, and I bought it, and I felt like the dope man. I flipped it in less than 20 minutes. I put them on Facebook, and they sold out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know I got something. Like, this is it. So when everything started to crumble, she got in my face, you know, via telephone, and she was like, you know, I own. No, what happened was we had started a LLC, and she had voted her and the other members. She had convinced the other members that she could run my company better than me, and they voted me off as CEO. And so, you know, I wasn't upset about it because Prototype was in my spirit. Prototype was originally supposed to be an umbrella company under Reconstruction. And once, you know, they voted me off, I said, well, you know what? I won't accept a watered-down version of authority in my company. You all can, you know, you can take it. Just take it. And she took that to say that, you know, I was handing her my company over. And what she failed to realize that I wasn't giving you anything you hadn't worked for. I'm allowing you to manage it the way you want to. And so what it looked like to her was that she was doing all the work, but I was receiving all of the benefits, which that was going to be the case. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing in our partnership agreement that said I couldn't do that. So long story short, they asked me to step down on June the 4th. June the 5th, I got online, got my EIN number, tax ID, everything for Prototype, started it right up. The wonderful part is that, you know, I got myself into something, but God got me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that to say because the young lady who I was partnered with, she kept saying to me, you know, I could make you a millionaire, and I can do this if you would just, you know, it was I. And so, you know, a part of me wanted the lifestyle because she lived over in Dubai, and she saw, you know, the fancy lifestyle, and, you know, she woke up in the morning and got her face beat just for the day, you know. And a part of me wanted to be a part of that, but God had something planned for my life. It was almost like he had invested too much in me to become corrupt.
Right.
So that relationship had to be severed. And I prayed to God. I literally did. When her lawyers contacted me, I prayed and I said, God, I don't have what they have. I don't, you know, have the money they have for representation. But what I do have is a God who knows all and sees all. And her lawyers contacted me 3 times, and each time God spoke through me, and they haven't contacted me since.
Wow, amazing.
So that's how Prototype was birthed. Prototype was birthed out of that, because the goal for Reconstruction was to show young women that you can reconstruct your life with little of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But Prototype is something different because it shows the woman that you are the original you. Nobody can be you. Nobody can attempt to be you. And just like the skirts that I make, even though they're cut from the same pattern, just like we are as women, you, Dr. Jean, you got boobs, I got boobs. You know, we all have the same things. God designed us from the same pattern, but there's something uniquely different about you that you have your own thumbprint. And so each skirt is cut from a different the same pattern, but they're made from a different cloth. And so that's what Prototype stands for, and that's how it came.
Well, that is an amazing story. I mean, I tell you, and that's the part of the business part that I, you know, was talking about. You have to learn that business, and you have to make sure that you're connecting with the right people. But let me tell you this. even when you're connected to the wrong person, God knows. And yeah. out of that is always a lesson. It's never it nothing in vain. I'm telling you, because even with stepping out, you know, it took me a while, you know, writing the book, and we're just talking. I mean, it took me a while. I had the book. I was on streamingfaith.com. I mean, all over right. the world, people were reading my devotionals and picking up my book and things like that. Target, go, everywhere bookstores are sold. And the thing is that at the end of the day, when God releases you out, there's steps to this thing. It's layers. And people want to jump in and go right to the top. But there are so many lessons in between the beginning of the first step and then all the way until the light is shining on you. And so people don't understand that. They don't know what people went through before they saw the light lit it up person. You see what I'm saying? And the lit it up product. They don't know what the sweat and the tears. And the one thing I've learned is
that, and that's what I was going to say, it laboring, starting over has shown me the appreciation of it. You know, the process makes you appreciative because, you know, laboring, you know, getting my own EIN number and, you know, questioning DCRA about what paperwork should I fill out and, you know, gaining my own clientele and building my brand and, you know, not having the process really, it brings a level of appreciation that nobody sees that Steve Jobs had to go through, or nobody sees that Oprah had to go through, or nobody sees, you know, Tyler Perry sleeping in the car being homeless, or Jim Carrey, you know, writing a $100,000 voided check to himself, you know, believing that he would one day be a millionaire. Nobody saw the process. And so to have to go through the process to rebuild not only your brand, but reinventing who you are, God will show you that level, that there is gratitude on the level that you're on, and it makes the process, even though it's a hard thing, sometimes it gets hard. You know, I was listening to the content. She was like, I have my, you know, my down moments. It gets hard. Especially, I don't know if she has four kids and a husband, but I do. You know, it's times where I want to sew instead of, you know, feed my babies. I'm like, you hungry again? I just fed you. But, you know, it's a part of the process, you know. You want to watch a movie again, babe? We just watched it. But it's a part of the process. So it definitely shows me it brings about a level of appreciation that I'm grateful for. So you're absolutely right.
Not even just the appreciation, Patrice, and that is so true, because each step of accomplishment of making it through a day, fulfilling your destiny and design purpose and knowing that God is in it and all the warfare you go through, you literally learn how to walk by faith through the day.
Yeah.
Because not only is a sacrifice of yourself, it's giving up everything that is naturally taught to you, you know, everything that man does and says, and literally walking this thing out by faith. And a lot of times, that's the fear that people have that hinders them from, you know, even doing that. But I love when you said learning about yourself. You don't only learn yourself, but you're learning the business. I mean, you literally are learning that you can, because a lot of times people feel insecure about filling out the paperwork for tax exempts. That seems a lot to people. It's legal. It's, you know, can I comprehend the documents? I'm telling you, God will send you what you need to help you get through. If there's something that you don't understand, pray and ask God to send you those people that can help enlighten you on that level that you are. But don't be intimidated. And actually learn every part of the business. Learn every part about it. Learn from the beginning to the end, even if it means you marketing yourself, you reaching out through emails, going through your email addresses and sending out announcements and things like that. Don't be intimidated by the administrative part. A lot of people are intimidated by that. So I was glad that you had said that you went on and got your, you know, your tax exempt, and you went on and started all over. Just because you were partners with somebody, you realize it's you and God right now. You don't have a partner in a human. You got you and Jesus. So he had to, you know, walk you through all of that and even give you what to say with the legal stuff, the phone calls and everything. So I like when you said that. People have to just know to trust God all the way. And even out of that, you know, Prototype was born out of something that was being broken up. You see, out of that ugly situation, something, and I'm not saying that, you know, it ended up being shaken.
Oh, it was ugly.
I mean,
hey, don't sugarcoat it.
I didn't want to say. Exactly. I mean, but you know, but all of us can relate to that. Something ugly, something shook. God had to shake it up because obviously we were either dependent on those people, dependent on that situation. I mean, not your, of course, not your relative that committed suicide, DeConte, but just for some of those who have had to break up with people, break off with relationships and things like that. And it felt like a mourning of a relationship. And sometimes you breaking up with relationships can feel just like a, you know, a death, you know. Because you thought you dreamt together, you had visions together, you thought you was going to go all the way until the time come, and then you realize, okay, we're not going in the right direction. You know, so I appreciate that. So what about your writing? I mean, are you still writing songs? Are you still singing? I mean, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I am writing. I'm in the process of right now just putting together a few songs just for myself. I have declared that I really don't want to be an artist anymore. Not that that dream is long gone. I just want my music heard.
Right.
For me, you know, being a mother of four, I just honestly feel like for me to be out on the road on tour and all that stuff, it brings a distance in between me and my children. And I don't want to miss out on anything that that they're going through. I don't want to miss out on anything that they're going to experience because, you know, mommy's out on the road. I would feel a lot different if I was kind of like Mary when they had children in the industry versus
exactly,
having children
yeah.
and going in the industry.
Right.
But for me, you know, as long as I utilize my gift at Baptized Believers at my church, I'm always open to doing gigs as far as weddings and things like that. I used to sing for a go-go band, AC, that was after Christ. And then when I started coming to Baptized Believers, you know, I realized that my gift was a lot more precious than me singing in a club for $25, $80 a gig. So,
right.
You know, I stopped doing that. And I got just, you know, just serious about what I wanted to do because I knew that there was more in me. I will say that a lot of people knew I could sing before they knew I could sew. So when I started sewing, it was like, what else can you do?
I mean, but isn't that amazing how many gifts and talents that we really have? And it only takes for him to just reveal the one and two, and then you'll be surprised mm-hmm. all of the things, because people are so amazed that, you know, the things that I'm able to do, but I'm amazed because, you know, yeah. it's like, wow. I mean, when I was getting high and I was, you know, out there running the streets, I didn't take the time to really appreciate my artistry as far as, you know, designing, you know, abstract and things like that. Cause I used to do nails for like 12 years and I worked in salons doing nails. And that was like what I was known for was my art on the nails, which is so popular today. But I'm talking about in the 90s, and I'm much older than you guys. But I'm just saying, everything's coming back. Everybody wearing the blues
it is.
And all
You're
that
right.
stuff. That started in Detroit. I got to give a shout out to my Detroit fam. But that rhinestone and all that blinging, that came right out of the D. So, you know, we were known for all of that. But I'm just saying, even with that, and just like with your singing, it was that. But then you don't really appreciate it until that encounter with God. And it's like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? What else can I do? And God just opens up and opens up to so many different things. But both of you women, I see so many great things for you. And I really wanted to give the opportunity. When God told me to do Dr. Gina's radio chat, it was just for this, a platform where people, you know, can get to know what's behind the scenes. Because a lot of times it's so many people that are known by multitudes, thousands of people, but they still are not at that place where everybody knows them. And so it doesn't mean that because, you know, because people know you for your designs and singing, but there's people that don't know how many people do know you. You know what I mean? And people sleep on that. I mean, because I'm a living testament. I mean, people just don't know everything. And that's okay. You don't have to break down everything. It's where God has you at right now, what God is revealing right now. And when that time comes, that light is going to shine and the world will know that you were sent by him. And I know I'm talking to somebody. And you better believe that. Don't get discouraged worrying about trying to be famous right now or, you know, let everybody know your name. Just, you know, be thankful for the hundreds, the 50s, the 20s. I mean, whatever he's exposing you, and keep on walking and allow him to draw people to you, because it's him. It's him that's in you. So I just see great things for both of you. And the platform was just for that, just to give opportunity. You know, many doors was open to me. And God just told me to just, this is what I want this to be. I don't want, for you to have a platform waiting for people that's already seasoned. I want you to get those people that I'm watering right now. Because when that time comes, that seed is already sown. And this is all part of your training, your exposure, your preparation. And so I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
I'm so blessed that you would even consider me, to be on this platform, because not too many people take a chance with new artists or, you know, new seamstress, or they get so comfortable with what they know and who they know that they won't let, someone else new in.
Preach, yes.
So I love the fact that I've always been one to start with people who nobody knows.
Yes.
Because it's through that relationship that you begin to build, you know, with them. Most of my photographer, she did my pictures when I first started getting into my music, and I still have those pictures to today. And she was in school at Morgan State just studying to be a photographer, but I saw something bigger in her. That now, you know, she has her own clothing line in Baltimore. Shout out to Jordan Matthews. But I was able to get a hold of her when nobody knew her.
Yes.
And, you know, developed with her. So that relationship is long lasting. And there isn't anything that I'm not able to, you know, call her. Even my videographer, he was just shooting videos in the back of my mother-in-law's house. And now he's getting ready to do a two-week tour with Fred Hammond. And we call each other all the time, you know, but that's when nobody knew him. But you asked a question about prototype, and I just, you know, want to encourage someone, whoever's listening, how did it initially start? Initially, it did start with the, you know, breaking down of one thing, but that wasn't in my life the only thing that was breaking down at that moment. I had lost control of my whole life. You know, I lost my business. I was in the process of losing my marriage. I mean, the process, like I was going through the daily day stages of I can't stand you. You get on my, like that process. It was the resistance. And I know that, you know, you are a woman, a guru of exercise. But it's the resistance in your life that builds the strength. And when everything was working against me, it really literally was working for me. It was building muscle. I've been sewing since I was 10 years old. My grandmother sewed, her sister who showed me the art of sewing sewed. My grandfather sang, my grandmother sang, my father sang, my mother sang. I come from a long line of singers, country, you know, in quartet groups, gospel singers and, you know, fashionistas. And, you know, my grandfather would tell me how I learned how to mix patterns. What he would tell me, look at the trees, and if you see it on a tree, then you can see it on you. So I took that and I started incorporating my own pattern punching processes with putting together my pieces. But when my life started to crumble, it was in the resistance. And to resist just means to go against. Everything that I thought was for me was working against me. And you know, I sit back and I watch you do exercises every day on Facebook, hoping that one day I will muster up the courage to jump on a picnic table like you do. Even at your age, I'd be like, where's the park police? Doc Gina's out there jumping on picnic tables. Somebody sit her down. I'm over here mad, out of breath, going to the bathroom. But anyway, you know, I see that it's in that resistance that, you know, you're able to build the muscle that you have. And my resistance was my business, my marriage. And the only thing I knew how to do was to pray. And prayer was my muscle, you know. And how many of you know when you stop doing stuff for a couple of weeks, I was told the muscle has memory. Mm-hmm. And so even though I had stopped praying for a while, you know, when I went back to it, I could remember where I was and who I was and what I was and what I was supposed to be doing. And even in that resistance, the only thing I knew how to do was just through the pain. It's the pain literally at that moment started feeling good. You know, when you exercise and that burn,
yeah,
starts to feel good because you feel that result.
You feel like you've accomplished something. You made it through.
It was like, wow. You know, it didn't matter what the lawyer said. You know, I would laugh at her, and, you know, it wouldn't matter what my husband would say. I would laugh. It just, the pain started feeling good to the point where it was like, is that all you got?
I'm still standing.
Is that it?
I'm still standing, and I'm ready for the next day.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next, you know?
Thing about that, Patrice, is that the whole thing is that while the turmoil is going on, God is still blessing in the midst of it. And the strength that you're getting is seeing him doing stuff in the midst of all of that. So the encouragement is, oh, my goodness, I'm still building this fashion business, and I'm designing, and people are responding to the anointing of what I'm doing to these skirts. God is doing it through my hands, but I'm still going through, but something got to be right, because this over here is growing, and even though
it's growing,
exactly, I can.
And then accidentally, it wasn't even supposed to have been this way. I woke up one morning and was like, when did I become a designer? Like, what's going on? I started out creating what you know as the puff skirt, which was totally an accident. Was literally
puff skirts.
At the moment of me breaking down, my mother-in-law had bought my daughter's sewing machine. Like I said, I've been sewing for a long time, but I kind of put it down to do music. And when that didn't work out, I just you know, I was all over the place. So, you know, at the point of resistance, I was in the process of moving from my apartment to my now home, my house. And so, I saw the machine, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start sewing. Like, I went to the fabric store, bought this particular pattern, what was supposed to be in a pair of culottes. I forgot to cut the middle part out.
And bam.
I forgot to cut the middle part out. And when I looked up, I was like, this is not what I wanted. But I wore the church the next day. I had made it on a Friday night. I wore the church on that Sunday, posted up a picture. I want to say I got about 297 likes and 40 requests for something that I had no idea was going to take off and be as big as it is. And so now, I mean, it has gotten so big that, you know, I have an order that's going out to Florida this weekend for a boutique. I have a couple other people who, you know, want what they call custom pieces, you know, here in the city for their boutique. You know, sooner or later, I'm going to have to quit my 9-to-5 because I'm going to be puffing all around the city.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is the testimony, and what a great way to end the show. And by the way, I do have my custom design puff skirt, and I love it. I've gotten so many compliments on my skirt. And so I want you and DeConte, before y'all end up, I need some, how people can get in touch with you. DeConte, are you still online with us?
Yes.
She's so quiet, but she's so polite, gave you all your time, Patrice. I need you to give an information. You got a website, an email address. What you got?
Yes, Instagram, Facebook. On Facebook, regular first and last name, Decency Donsfall. On Instagram, everyone can follow 2_SEV7EN2_ there you can find all the information. There's my website, my email on there.
And Patrice, so we got that. Everybody got that. You better write it down. She's on Facebook. She's on
write
everything.
It down. Following her on Facebook.
We got to support each other. I keep trying to tell people, you cannot wait until people get big, because then they ain't gonna have no time for you now. You need to catch
them. Okay, right.
Because Beyonce is not listening. She ain't looking for you, and neither is Jay-Z, and neither of them. You better catch it while you can, and support each other while you can, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Patrice, give your information. We got
My Facebook is Patrice S. Anderson. That's Patrice, the letter S, Anderson. My Twitter is the Prototype 202. If you're from D.C., that's our area code, the prototype 202. And on Instagram, I am the underscore prototype underscore. No, I'm sorry. U underscore R underscore the underscore prototype. That's U underscore R underscore the underscore prototype.
All right, listen, y'all need to live healthy, live whole, live in destiny, and I love you, Dr. Gina R. Prince, Dr. Radio Chat, tell everybody about it. Y'all missed out, those that didn't call in on that toll-free number to get your special gift. I'm going to be giving giveaways out every Wednesday. Our next show is October the 28th. I look forward to listening to you guys, listening in to us, and you girls. You young women, thank you so much for blessing the listeners all over the world with your stories. You are such a blessing. God bless you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. See y'all later. Bye.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.